go down to the Vellum, put your money in your pants. Women in the Vellum, they don't give a man a chance. Now, oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep Ellum blues. You go down to the Vellum, put your money in your socks. The women in deep Vellum gonna put your ass down on them rocks. And oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep Vellum blues. have your $10 ready when that policeman comes. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep bellum blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them deep bellum blues. Let's hear that bass. Mr. Edward Kaner from the Runaway Truck Ramp on the fiddle gonna join us. Ed Kaner. I always like to have plenty of things for our friends to play into in case they come around. You can tell fiddle players in the house when the mic stand gets up this high. Or maybe we're all shrinking and we don't know it. So Ed got to do some real kick-ass stuff this week. He got to hang out with Richard Green a lot and fiddle. Oh, damn, Richard. They're like over there, that. We're like so close. You and me. You and me, pal. Should we do the Shenandoah Valley Breakdown? When you have this many people on stage, you have to do that song. You're obligated. This is a bluegrass festival. Yeah, doggy. Right on. Well, there's there's a pumpkin for your catnip right there. Make sure 3 times 4 ain't 12, and make sure 18 times 18 ain't nothing. You forgot all about the feedback, didn't you?
You know how to try.
No, it's okay. Maybe you can turn her way down on the monitor, and we'll just rock her in the house. David Johnson is going to kick off the old Shenandoah Valley breakdown.
Oh, I'll start it, and y'all come in.
You know, I just realized something. I just realized something. For the first time in our history, we are actually a very traditional bluegrass band right now. We have every bluegrass instrument you can. We're looking pretty good. So let's play this one really serious. No kidding around.
No smiling.
So we'd appreciate if y'all could sit down and just be real quiet. If anybody's got any ties or suits, we'd love to borrow.